Somebody said no. Okay, sit down. So you, if you see me moving in the prophetic, it's because of Jim. Give a big hand to Jim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Eureka. Eureka. Woo! Awesome. We're going to have some awesome time later on in prayer. I've been praying over this oil for last whole night. I'm sleeping with this oil and praying over this oil. Really sanctifying this oil, to putting my intention of healing, miracles, signs, wonders, so that when I lay this oil upon you, you receive your miracle. Amen? Okay. So before I pray and pray over you with this oil, let's get into the word today. Are you ready and excited about the word? Okay. So something very important in this season that I'm seeing everyone is talking about, and very important, is something to do with prayer. Everyone say prayer. Because this is one thing that we really need to learn in our life. And Jesus was all the time doing signs, miracles, healing, signs and wonders and all that stuff. And so the disciples knew that the reason he's able to do that is because of his prayer life. And so secretly they go to Jesus and ask him, how do you pray? Are you there? How do you pray? Because they know, if I know the secret of prayer, I will be able to do exactly what Jesus is doing. But the mainstream Christianity has got prayer wrong. And the reason why we are not experiencing fruit in our life is because we are not praying the way we are supposed to pray. Amen. So, what is the mainstream idea of prayer? We look at God who is there, and then every religion goes to that God and says, God, please give me this, please give me this particular thing that I'm asking for, desiring for. And so we go and keep asking, and then we do some rituals, we do something, and then we think God is now going to listen to our request. Am I right? Have you been there somewhere? Have you been there? We all have been there, right? But that's not actually what prayer is supposed to be. First and foremost, we need to understand that God is inside of you and me. And going out somewhere external to ask God something is same like I am going to Borkar to get sugar, to get your wheat, you get what, a flour, to get all your grocery. So sometimes we have had this picture of God being a supermarket. And so when we want something, we go to the supermarket, and church is like God's supermarket, where all your weekdays ration gets over. And so on Sunday, you think, okay, let me go to church, God's supermarket, to get something from him. Are you with me? And so everyone comes to church and say, ah, God, give me this, give me that. I want this God. I want that God, you know. And that's where, I mean, I'm not saying nothing happens through that kind of prayer, but I want to show you an effective way to pray today. And what happens is sometimes you are not sure whether God has given you in this prayer. Sometimes you are not sure whether God has heard your prayer. Sometimes you are thinking, did I worship properly 10 minutes, 15 minutes? Sometimes, oh, that pastor did not, or that preacher did not lay his hands on me. I don't think so. This week is going to be that good. Somebody says, oh, he didn't prophesy on me, so I don't think so. It's going to be that good this week. I'll try next week, huh? Or I'll say, or somebody says, forget about it. Next week I won't go also. And so we have all these ideas of pictures, mental imagery of how God is. And how we need to see our prayer getting fulfilled. But the truth is that God is inside of us. He is in us. We are one with God. So it's not just God is inside of us, but God is waiting to work through us. He's waiting to work through us, not just inside of us. So when the church is a place, the gathering is a place where you are supposed to realize and celebrate that God who is in you and waiting to work through you. It's not a place where you are supposed to ask for your grocery items. It's the place where you are supposed to be realizing that He is in you and is waiting to manifest through you. Everyone say, He's waiting to manifest through me. So, you have to understand that when God created man, He gave him authority and dominion over this whole world. And to Moses, God said, as I am God to you, you shall be God to the people of Israel. And I want to tell you today, as God is to you, you are God to this earth. To everybody out there. If you understand who that God is to you, you will be able to manifest that God to this world. Are you there? Say, I am God. Ah, lovely, beautiful. So, how do we now? If He is inside of me and is waiting to work through me, that means whatever needs to happen into this world, into my life, has to be a product or byproduct which needs to come through me. A plant does not go to somebody and say, give me fruit. A plant bears fruit. A tree bears fruit. You understand? You and I are supposed to bear fruit of who we are in Christ Jesus. Who we are in Christ Jesus. And so, for me, I'm going to redefine what is prayer. And I've been speaking about this to, you see now, to our members last Sunday about this. And I want all those who were there last Sunday, look around now. Look around. This is what we prayed for. This is going to be more now. Look here. He is a byproduct of what I prayed 3 weeks back. Trust me, I didn't ask him to come and worship for me. But I'll tell you what I did. And we're going to learn today on how we're going to do this. Amen? So, how are we supposed to pray? How are we supposed to... Can we go to Romans chapter 10 verse 9? No, let's go to Mark chapter 11 verse 24. Can you give the mic to somebody who's going to read? Mark chapter 11 verse 24. And this is so important, guys. And this is so powerful. And this is the need of the hour. That everybody starts doing what I'm going to teach today. And you will see the fruits of this, okay? Mark chapter 11 verse 24.
Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you have received that,
and you will have them. Now let's really do surgery of this verse. Operate this verse, scrutinize it, check one by one. It says,
whatever things you ask when you pray,
means whatever you desire, say
whatever I desire,
then
believe that you have received them, and you will have them.
Now that word believe that you have received is a very, very deep word. Because you can't just, I believe, and it's not that it's going to happen. That word believe is a very deep thing. That means it's saying believe that you have already received it. You already have it. So let me rephrase this. If you desire for something, start believing that you have already have it. Start behaving that you already have it. Start feeling that you already have it. Start understanding, knowing that you already have it. And when you do that, you will see the manifestation of it. You will see it in your physical realm. Now, this is the very important thing, because when we pray, we pray to God who is external, and then we say he's going to give me, and then if we are not sure whether he's going to give me, all these things come into a picture. But you have to understand, this word believe carries a deep, deep meaning. That means he's trying to say, imagine and feel and know, feel that you what you are asking for. That's belief. It's here. Believe is here. I want to show you. Believe is where? Yeah, not the physical heart. It's here. It's in your realm of feeling, emotions. That's where it is. I'll prove to you. Let's go to Romans chapter 10 verse 9. Romans chapter 10 verse 9. Quickly.
That if you confess with your mouth,
confess with your mouth,
the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart.
I told you where believe is.
Heart.
Believe is here. And so, if I want to, the heart, the area of emotions, the area of imagination, the area of thought, that realm. So that realm, it says, you need to believe in or imagine in that realm. You need to feel in that realm what you are wanting. That you need to experience it in that realm. Let me put that. You need to experience it in your heart realm. In your imagination realm. In your heart realm. And when you experience it already in that realm, it will manifest in this realm. Are you understanding? So there are two realms. One is called confess with your mouth. Confess with your mouth is your conscious realm. Because you speak it out consciously. It's a conscious realm. Believe in the heart is a unconscious or subconscious realm. Are you there with me? When both of this realm get together, the conscious and the unconscious gets together, then you will see things coming in fruition or fulfillment into your life. But who brings it in fulfillment? Yourself, who is a mirror image of God. Are you there with me? So when you are praying, you are supposed to imagine and feel that you have already received it. You're praying for a car. You're supposed to imagine that car and feel how it is to have that car. Are you there with me? You're supposed to imagine that car and feel how it is to be in that car. When you feel that, and you imagine that, you imagine the color, imagine everything and feel it, that's when it comes from that imagination realm to your physical realm. Are you there with me? And I was explaining this, you know, this is now a lot of people in mystical tribe, they are talking about this. And this guy called, he's become now so famous, well known, he's a scientific mystic. His name is Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he talks about this. He met with an accident, his whole backbone was broken. All his vertebrae were broken. And mind you, he's not Christian. I don't know whether he's Christian, but it's not following. You won't hear much of scriptures in his talk. But his whole vertebrae and backbone was broken. All what he did was, he would intentionally imagine, feel each and every vertebrae getting fixed and getting healed and restored. And he would literally go and see the minute details of each and every vertebrae and see each and every vertebrae getting healed. Within 2 or 3 weeks' time, this guy gets up from his wheelchair. Doctors told him, you won't get up. You understand why we are talking about him? Last Sunday I was talking about, there is this guy, I was watching this movie called Surma or what? The song is Surma, but there's this guy, I can't get his name. Sandeep Singh. He played Indian Hockey World Cup. And they, by mistake, this guy, to cut the story short, you can watch the movie. There's a movie on this. By mistake, he got shot. And the bullet went straight into his spine. Okay. And he is now on the hospital bed. And doctors tell him, you will not even be able to sit on the wheelchair. And when he heard that, there is a talk, he said, I called my brother, I told everyone, anyone who talks negative should not be allowed in my hospital, in my hospital room. And he said, get me my hockey stick. And that was given to him. And this is what I believe he did. He kept imagining his future. He kept imagining what he wants, what he desires. He kept seeing himself playing hockey again. He kept seeing himself becoming the best hockey player. And as he did that, he says that he took his hockey stick and started getting out of his bed and started moving. And slowly in 6 months' time, he was back on the field. Are you there with me? This guy was told you will not even able to sit on the wheelchair. So he was so focused and he would so put his imagination, belief into this. Now these are not Christians, guys. You understand? And so they would imagine and focus, but the truth is, whether you are Christian or you're not Christian, God is still inside of you. And we need to realize that. And it's so sad that Christians don't realize that God is inside of them, and therefore we are not able to conquer. We are not able to be victorious because we think God comes inside of us only when we sing, "Welcome, Holy Spirit." But He's actually inside of us. The mind of God and your mind is one. Are you there with me? Only difference is the divine mind and my mind is same. Only difference is the divine mind thinks extreme. My mind limits the whole thing. But actually it's the same. The day we start thinking across our limits, we will be thinking in accord with the divine mind. Are you there with me? So, what I want to say is that we need to start imagining, feeling what we actually desire. Because if a confession and a belief is not aligned together, we will not receive what we want in our life. Because we say, "God, I want a car," but inside my heart, I can't even afford a cycle. Are you there? Are you there? Inside my mind, "God, I want to be rich." Inside my heart, I don't even have a bank account. That's goes, right? So our mind keeps on telling us negative things and bringing wrong negative images. And what we need to do is now start looking at things positively and imagine things positively. Are you there with me? When we start imagining the right things and start believing and feeling it, trust me, we will see the manifestation. Are you there? How are you going to receive your prayer? Through you. Because God through you wants to work through you. God in you wants to work through you. And so, what we are supposed to do is when we sit down and pray, I'm going to give you an easy way to pray. When you sit down and pray, you pray, start imagining. Guys, do you like daydreaming? Daydreaming? Yeah? You start daydreaming. When you start daydreaming, feel it, get into it, and when you get into it, after you got into it, thank God that you received it. Are you there with me? And that's why Jesus said, do not worry, because worry is opposite of positive imagination. Worry tells you, you won't get that car, you won't get this, you are so poor, you are this, you are that. But faith tells you, faith imagination tells you, you're going to get it. It is yours. You're already in it. You're roaming with it. It is yours. Come on, you smell the car. You can feel the car. You can see the color of the car. It's all yours. And once you start doing it, trust me, it will be yours. You will see it come into fulfillment. Are you there with me? So imagination and feeling, your heart, believing in heart is so very important. So Hebrews chapter 11 says, can you read that? Chapter 11 verse 1. I don't want to take much time, but Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Faith is substance of things hoped for.
The evidence of things not seen.
The evidence of things not seen.
For by it the elders obtained a good testimony.
What is faith? Faith is a substance that you hope for. I am hoping for a house, a bungalow. Are you there with me? How am I going to hope for it? Tell me.
Imagine.
You gotta imagine, right? You gotta have to imagine. You gotta have to feel it. And when you imagine and start feeling it, that's when you get it. Then it becomes a substance. How it will materialize? How it will become substance? What is faith? Faith is right imagination. Say with me. What is faith? Faith is the right imagination. Faith is the right imagination accompanied by the right feeling. When you start having that, you will, whatever you hope for will materialize. And that's so important. I want to tell you, it's so important. And, you know, this is what, couple of Sundays back, we were sitting and literally imagining all this whole place becoming full. And look today, they're almost full. And before that, two to three Sundays back, I just visualizing, imagining and thanking God, because I was having tough time to move in the prophetic. I was having tough time to minister because we didn't have worship leader. And trust me, I never called him. He came previous Sunday. And he came. Amen. Now we got a guy who can help us in keyboard. So very soon you'll see guitar. Very soon you'll see all the instruments here. You won't get place here. Wow. You won't see place here. You understand? You won't see place here. You won't be able to sit here. Because when you don't have something, you can do two things. You can either cry over it and complain about it, or you can start using that God who is inside of you to work through you. Amen. To bring things in completion in your life.
Amen.
Are you there?
Yes.
You understand? So, the guy who met with an accident, broke his vertebrae, the guy who was shot in his spine, he could sit in the hospital and cry about it. Doctors said, no, you won't be able to. But faith is hoping, imagining, and bringing that thing into substance, into material realm. Are you there with me?
Yes.
And I'm telling you, this is how you need to pray. If you're going to sit down, because I'm telling you, your prayer time is sometimes the worst time. Because when you sit for prayer is the time when you really start contemplating and start imagining what you don't have. And instead of you getting blessed, you don't get blessed, and then you wonder why I didn't get blessed. Because you were doing exactly the opposite. You are supposed to sit. I mean, he was giving me a testimony. Once he wanted a towel and he was, you remember that? He wanted a towel. So I think that morning he just visualized. And that very day, somebody came and gifted him the towel. A towel. Just a small thing. Huh? And so you can either cry about what you don't have, or you can manifest and bring it into reality in your life. Are you there? So I'll tell you exactly what is the process of your mind, and I will help you exactly how to convert that imagination into positive. Are you interested? Are you interested?
Yes.
Okay. So when you start seeing something negative, imagination, because everything comes with imagination attached with emotion. So suppose let's take it very simple. You want a car. And you say you really desire to have a very good car. Which is the car you want?
BMW.
So you are really desiring to have a BMW. You understand? Now you decide, I want to pray for a BMW. You sit down, and when you close your eyes, zoom. You don't have money, man. And you're thinking about BMW. Past 3 months, you didn't do servicing of your present car. You want BMW. So you don't have money, man. You can't afford. So these are the thoughts that will come. And these thoughts come with pictures. Those pictures come with feelings. So that will come with disappointment. So what you have to do when you look at that picture? Oh, I don't have money. My wallet is empty. You're seeing it, picturizing. I'm not having money in my wallet, my bank account. It's just, what? 500 rupees. How much is the car? 1.5 CR, my God. It's not about 0.5 in my account. And this is 1.5 CR. And so the picture will come of your account, of your wallet, of your present car. Right? All those pictures will come in front of you. So what you do? And the feeling, what emotions will come? Can you help me? What emotions will come when you're seeing these pictures? Insecurity. Fear, misery, you'll feel miserable, low self-esteem, lack of, confidence. All these feelings are coming now. Now you have to literally look at them. You need to, don't run away from them. You look at those picture. Now I'm going to, because I want to tell you, we are co-creators with Christ. And so you take that picture, turn the picture, present car, let's say Maruti, Wagoner. Turn that Wagoner picture into BMW. Empty wallet, full wallet. Empty account, 2.5 CR. Remaining I will use for other things, right? You understand? Look at that picture. Feel that feeling. Turn. Now look at the car. Okay, I got the car. I'm sitting in that car. This is how I feel. The car is with me. Thank you, Lord, for giving me and blessing me this car. I'm going with this car all the way from Goa to Kerala, meeting my girlfriend there. Hi, taking her. You understand? Right? Going to the hill station, proposing her. Don't stop there. Imagine more. She's saying yes. Because if you don't imagine she's saying yes, you might come disappointed. You might have the car, but not the girl. Right? Or you might have the car, you might have the girl, but the parents might not agree. It's a lot. You have to imagine lots. So you go there and you imagine and you feel what it is. So automatically that negative emotions will turn into positive, negative into positive. What it is like to have the wallet. What it is, very detailed. And when you do that and just say, thank you, Lord, I received it, I got it, I've received it. And you see, all that you prayed for will be fulfilled. Look around, this is an example. This is practical what I'm showing you, what we did last Sunday. Same thing, same message I've been sending. People are more. This is exactly what we did. And this is what is going to happen. Amen? Are you there with me? So we need to start visualizing that manner. Why is this important? Because God has given you authority, you dominion. You are co-creators with Christ to create things in your life. You and I carry that grace. And we will not be able to see things like that until and unless we know that this God is inside of us, living in us, waiting to manifest out of us. Are you there? Because everyone who is not Christian is doing it and receiving it. You and I who are Christians are not able to understand how much that God loves us, how much we are one with that God, and how much we can achieve through that God. And so we have become failures and unsuccessful because we are caught in some religion as Christians. We are caught in some church activity. We are caught in some kind of rituals, but we are not able to manifest what is there inside of us. I always say this, we really don't need anything. Everything is in us. God does not need anything. And that God who does not need anything is in us. If the one who created the whole universe is in us, what do we worry for? And therefore, the Bible says, the one who gave his only begotten son, will he not give everything to you? You know, in all this thing, why Jesus is so important? Why do we really need Jesus? Because Jesus is the perfect expression to understand this dynamics. Without Jesus, you won't be able to understand this dynamics. Without the cross, without what Jesus did on the cross, you won't be able to understand the love of God in our life. The cross and Jesus are perfect. Hebrews chapter 1 says he's a perfect expression to understand how much God loves us. Without that, we are zero. Are you there with me? He's the perfect expression. Amen? Okay, so do I have anything to speak? No. Did you get me? So I want you to do this exercise. When you sit, when you go, when you take time in prayer, don't, you know, because I know people, the Christian, main Christian people all over, Shaba, Rabba, Raka, Rabba, Rabba. What are you doing, brother? No, my pastor told me to pray in tongues 3 hours. After, if I pray in tongues 3 hours, then my pastor told me within a month, all that I want, I will get. So he's praying 3 hours every day, early morning. He's waking up at 3 o'clock. Shaba, rabba, rabba, kara, bara, bara, kara, bara, bara. One month happened. Nothing happened. Because when he's praying in tongues, he's just making noise. But he's not visualizing what he wants. He's not feeling what he wants. When you pray in tongues, you need to visualize and feel that you're already having it. Get into that realm. You're not in that realm. Are you there with me? I see so many people. I'm cooking, shaba, raba, raba. I'm sweeping, shaba, raba, raba. Why? Because the devil doesn't understand tongues. The devil doesn't understand you actually. What you're doing. We are supposed to focus over our, you know, tongues has to be focused. Focused. This is the problem. Focus on it. What I want in life. Shaba raba karaba kara. Focus. Our prayers. Focused. And when we focused, imagine, believe, realize, we will see it in our life. Amen. 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 Are you there with me? Yeah. So I want to tell you, even when you're having sicknesses, believe that you're already healed. Feel you're already healed. What it is like to be healed. The pain in the leg. What it is like to be running without that pain in your leg. What it is like to be rich in your life. Prosperous in your life. You're praying to be prosperous, but you can't imagine what it is to be prosperous. So you can literally wishfully live in your future now. And when you live in your future now, your future will start manifesting the way you want. Your fear, your worry, your own insecurity, your own tensions are the very building blocks of you not receiving what you want in your life. So, when we are spending, it's so easy, right? Now, it's so easy. All I have to do, give me an empty chair. See, my church is not increasing. Are empty, my resh. What is this, yaar? No one is coming with my church. She. I can do this. Oh, it's empty. Receive that. Look at the image. Feel it. I see somebody sitting in this chair. I see someone. I'm wishing that person. This person and I are having good fellowship. Are you there? When you start doing that, trust me, this chair will never be empty. Are you there? It'll never be empty. You go to any gym, there are all pictures. Six packs, eight packs. You know why they put that? So that you start imagining yourself like that. When you start imagining yourself like that, you become like that. Your visualization will make you like that. You there? So it's so important. Sometimes you have to keep imagining, feeling, imagine, feel, imagine what it is to have that blessing in your life. Are you there with me? So simple, easy meditation prayer. Sit back. I'm going to pray now before I sleep. This is what I pray. This one is getting healed today. This one is getting touched today. This one is getting healed. Miracles happening, signs happening, wonders happening. Wow, thank you, Lord. You know, the whole word intercession, Christian churches have got it wrong. And we used to do it wrong. This is how we used to do intercession. Father, please bless that person. Father, kill that devil. Kick that devil. That was our way. 3-4 years back. Intercession. Te soitana shing moro somya. Te shepdi bairoso somya. You understand? So, that was our intercession. The whole word intercession, we got it wrong. Now, we pray like this. Sit together. Shabaraba raka thala bara sekele bokoro. Jim is coming and pray, worshipping. Reba karabaka. Thank you, Lord. You understand? We are becoming rich. We are prospering. Reka taraba shatala. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody is getting healed. Somebody is getting blessed. Somebody is getting good house. Thank you, Lord. What a house. We all are going to that house. We just do that. This is called real prayer. Easy. Everyone say easy. Somebody is getting passport to go to UK. I'm saying UK. Let's go to Canada. Let's go to Australia. Why only you want to go to UK? Huh? Somebody is getting blessed, you know, getting good business, good finances. Keep imagining. I'm telling you, our core members pray in such a way. In future, I'm telling you, you're going to step in this place, you're going to get healed. You're going to open that door. My pain just left away. I'm telling you, this is going to happen. You're just going to open the door. My pain just left away. That's going to be the level of how we're going to pray. You're going to come empty pocket. You open the door. You sit down to remove the tissue paper. That tissue paper will turn into money. Your teeth are going to turn gold. Are you there with me? The Bible says, I will turn beauty, which is there, ashes will turn into beauty. We are called to turn ashes into beauty. All the ash of negative emotion, negative images, negativity, look at it, take it, turn it into beauty and present it. We are that powerful, guys. The power of the divine resides in us. And I want to finish this with this last scripture. Luke chapter 17, verse 21. Luke chapter 17, verse 21. Luke chapter 17, verse 21.
Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
Praise the Lord. The Bible says, the people will not say, the kingdom of God is in Panjim. The kingdom of God is not in Margao. The kingdom of God is not in Jerusalem. The kingdom of God is not in Velankani. The kingdom of God is not in Fatima. The kingdom of God is within you. So you don't have to go to Jerusalem to get something in your life. You don't have to go to some holy place to get something in your life. The kingdom is within you, waiting to manifest outside of you. It's within you. Everyone say, the kingdom is within me. The kingdom is within me, waiting to manifest outside of me. So, where's the kingdom? That half space in your belief system, in your imagination. When you may imagine, when you see the reality in that kingdom, it will start manifesting in this realm. You and I are called to manifest that kingdom
out of us.
Amen. Hallelujah. So that is what for today. Let's pray now. And let's all stand up because I'm going to pray with the oil today. What are the negative things that are coming into your mind? What are the ashes that are coming into your mind? What are the negative emotions that are coming into your mind? Look at those emotions. Look at those images. Look at those pictures. Don't reject them. Just look at them. And as you see them, I want you to take those images, and those are ashes. We're going to turn them into beauty now. So now if a negative thought comes in your mind, like if you're sick and the doctor's report says this is not going to happen, now you visualize that it is going to happen. Exactly opposite. Exactly opposite. And you feel what it is, what it means to you. If the doctor said, this is not going to happen, now see the report, it's going to happen, and you already, it has happened, and it is with you. You're enjoying that. Suppose you're praying for a passport, your visa, see that passport and visa in your hand. Feel it. Look at the details. Look what is on that passport. Look at the numbers. Look at every detail. Just go back and volunteers, just help. Leave them. Others, just look here. Focus. Let people be blessed. You just leave them. You see that passport into your hand. You see the details. Don't get disturbed. Your others don't get disturbed. Just we pray. Look at the details. Look at everything. It's so beautiful. You got it. You don't have to struggle and pray for it. It's just yours. Look at your finances. Look at everything. Look at angels around you. They are there. Just visualize, imagine, believe. You got it. You got it. You got it. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. If you have pain in your body, just see the pain. Now see what it is like to be completely healed and no pain. How well you're running, if it is in your leg, in your back, how well you walk, how well you run. You're so fit. This is what I want to tell you. When Jesus died on the cross, he said, it is finished. It is finished means it is done. It is done means you already have it. You don't have to beg for it. Don't ask for it. It's there with you. It's inside of you. It's yours. It's finished. It is done. Whatever you're asking for, it's done. It's finished. It's over. It's yours. Raise our hands and just thank God now for you got it. Believing that you got it, just praise and thank God right now.
From mystical meditations to teachings and interviews with various guests, Mystical Tribe brings before you reformed spirituality that will make you manifest your identity as sons of God. So be part of us and be part of this great awakening by tuning in to us through our podcast. God bless you and keep listening.